Hi, this is Andy from Powering Your Potential and welcome to this communication-focused audio bite on confidence. Confidence is an area that many people are not comfortable with. That also includes me. There is a fine line between being confident and arrogant. Being confident can create a feeling of anything is possible. As with everything though, there is a positive side as well as a negative side. Being overconfident can come across as arrogant, can cause you to take things for granted, not perform at your best and also make poor decisions. Not having enough confidence will hinder your progress and prevent you from stepping outside your comfort zone and creating yourself new opportunities and experiences. So what is confidence? The definition, according to the Cambridge English Dictionary, is the quality of being certain of your abilities or of having trust in people, plans, or in the future. How do we improve our confidence? I'd ask you to think of a time when you have challenged yourself and taken on a new venture. Maybe it's playing a musical instrument, taking up a new sport, delivering a presentation, applying for that new job, or even finding yourself in a position where you have to speak publicly. How did it make you feel? What were your fears? How did it go? Did you seek out any feedback? What went well and what didn't go well? What would you do differently next time? There are so many questions you need to ask yourselves, and you need to write down and record your answers. We all have that nagging voice that sits on our shoulder and whispers in our ear, "You cannot do this. You're going to fail. People won't believe or trust what you're saying. You do not know enough about the topic." The list can go on and on. This subconscious behaviour is described as the imposter syndrome. As negative as this is, always keep in mind that its main job is to protect you. It is easier for us to recall negative experience where things didn't go to plan rather than recalling all the great things that went really well. Get into the habit of writing down and recording positive events or experiences. Take time to look back over these positive events and relive the feelings and experiences, because you will be amazed at the feeling of confidence it will give you. It is your lack of belief that creates that lack of confidence. Taking that small step, which may seem massive, will always hold you back if you choose not to take it. We assure you, once you have decided to take the step, believe in yourself. It will nowhere be as hard as you thought it would be. We worked with an executive that needed to ask the CEO of an organization a difficult question. They did not have the confidence to approach the CEO. They had already decided how bad things would go, the fact that he was too busy to meet him, he would disagree with their suggestions, it would have an impact on their career, everything that could possibly go wrong, they had already considered. We asked them to ask themselves a different question. What if the conversation went well? Start to think about the positives and all the good things. They had the conversation with the CEO and things actually went very, very well. If they hadn't have stepped outside their comfort zone with confidence and asked the question, then they would probably be still doing the same job as they were today. Action. Think about a situation where you feel you would like to be more confident. Write down all the positives that could happen. Start with something small, then take the step. Step outside your comfort zone. Go on, do it. See? It wasn't as bad as you thought. If we believe we can't, then we never will. If we believe we can, there's a strong possibility that we will. Keep investing in yourself and power your potential.